مذاکرات جو ہے اب تک انفارمل نوعیت کے رہے ہیں، کیا وہ فارمل شکل بھی دی جائے گی؟
ضرور، کیسی نہیں دی جائے گی، فارمل شکل بھی دی جائے گی، لیکن اب 32 پوائنٹ جو لے آئیں گے تو میں نے کہا ہے کہ چار پانچ وزیر وزراء صاحبان ہمارے جائیں ان سے ذرا باتیں کریں، کیونکہ پریلمنری بات بھی تو ہو سکتی ہے نہیں کہ بھائی یہ اگر آپ نے یہ پوائنٹ دیا ہے اس کی اس وقت کون سی ضرورت ہے، اس پر بات ہو سکتی، اس پر بات نہیں ہو سکتی، تو ٹو ریڈیوس دا پرابلم ٹو دی فائنل نیگوسیشن. یہ شروع سے 32 پوائنٹ پر ہر چیز پر اب فوراً ہم باتیں کریں اور وہاں ڈیڈ لاک ہو جائے تو میں نہیں چاہتا ہوں اس قسم کا ڈیڈ لاک، تو یہ تو یہ اس کو فیسلٹیٹ کرے گا.
I think
that in my opinion that is a better approach because there are so many points, 32 points and covering almost every subject, trying to have an eye on every matter. So on that basis some preliminary talks are necessary. Some preliminary discussions are necessary so that we can make an effort to reduce the problem to the essentials for the final negotiations. Of course, I will hold those negotiations. The vital negotiations, the final vital negotiations will be held by me. But at the moment, they have got so many matters in this. They've put everything into the kitty. And then at that rate, I think some ministers can have a preliminary discussion with them.
So don't you think they have presented an agenda to you for me?
It's more than an agenda. It's a...
their basic demands continue to be those which they had already put.
Then they should have confined themselves to basic demands. You see, after all, if there are basic demands, then and it's a basic problem and if it's an essential crisis, this is what I say. In that case, you must take stock of the situation and then confine yourself to the basic problems. Now, I at this point, it's making a mockery of the basic crisis that each and every declaration that has been cancelled since 1970 or 68 and all must be restored. That each and every detainee, whether he has been sentenced by a court of law or not sentenced by a court of law, must be released. And all these factors, all these problems, they can always be discussed later on also. It's not that they form the part of the present process.
So what regarding to you are the minimum fundamental points?
No, I won't say anything on that because I don't want to prejudice the outcome of these negotiations. I won't mention that at the moment. I told you that I'll send a few of my ministers to discuss, have a preliminary discussion to try and reduce the points to the essentials.
Sir, would you like to name those ministers whom you are putting?
No, there will be four or five of them. I don't remember them.
Sir, Mr. Vance wrote you a letter.
Karachi? After you return from Karachi?
Yeah, after return. They will. I want to talk to them once more. That will be, I'm returning to Pindi on the 9th. So, and the meeting of the parliamentary party. Naturally, okay. I have to take my parliamentary party into confidence also because all sorts of rumors are floating in all over the place and inspired stories are coming out. So I have to also, I have a parliamentary party, I have to not take, I have to take, they've read the 32 points. It's not a secret document. It's my duty to also discuss in some broad terms these 32 points with the parliamentary party as well. So I've called a meeting of the parliamentary party, 10th. But the ministers then will go on the 10th to see them in Siala.
Sir, Mr. Vance wrote you a letter and he said you will reply to him.
I have sent my reply to Mr. Vance.
Is there any chance of your meeting with him or he coming here?
I have replied.
Meeting between the two sides?
I have replied to Mr. Vance.
Sir, do you foresee any embargo by the USA, Pakistan?
Well, that depends on the developing situation. But we had an embargo for 11 years. More than 11 years, from 1965 to 1973, you count the years. We had an embargo. We continued to live. We continued to survive. We continued to manage our affairs. We are no longer deficit in wheat. By the grace of God, now we are self-sufficient, or virtually self-sufficient. If not, I would say depends on this year's crop. Self-sufficient in wheat. Next year we might be in a position to be surplus in wheat. So on the agricultural side, we are all right. we have sufficient cotton, sufficient cloth in the country for people to have food and clothing. And then on top of that, well, there are fraternal, friendly Muslim countries also. And I'm sure that they will rise to our situation, to our needs, if such need arises. And so therefore, God helps those who help themselves. Those aspects of the problem I have taken fully into account before I made my speech on the 28th of April. Please do not think that I did not take into account the economic, the military, the other international aspects into account. I considered very carefully. I took a long time before I made my speech on the 28th. On the 18th of April, I met for the final time, the third time, the American ambassador, and gave him and told him that about the interference and intervention in the internal affairs. I gave him specific instances. I had no there was no obligation on my part to give in specific instances and to reveal sources, but in good faith, because of friendship, a third and the final time, on the 18th, I gave specific instances of the kind of intervention that was taking place. Well, from the 18th to the 28th is almost 10 to 11 days, and I took my own time to size up everything, the pros and the cons. What we do, what might be the reaction, what will be the likely reaction, where the pressures might be applied, where the pressures might be successful, where the pressures might not be successful. All these things I took into account before I went to the National Assembly.
Sir, Mr. Justice Sajjad Ahmed Jani is reported to have gone on leave, is it correct?
Well, he is not in good health, and I don't blame the poor chap for not being in good health, because in this terrible crisis, he got it unnecessarily from the opposition, a very big dose of abuse and attack. And personally, I think that his attitude was more than fair. Actually, when I say more than fair, it was generally all leaning towards the opposition, and the opposition knows it. That he had been quite friendly and sympathetic to them. However, they went for him, hell for leather, and I wouldn't, naturally, the human being and an old man, it must be telling on his nerves, and he's developed some ulcers. I don't know whether you journalists develop any ulcers or not, but the question is...
Sir, that, are you going to reconstitute the election commission also?
There will be an acting election commission. Acting chair.
Chief election.
Acting chief election.
When is he going on leave?
He's asked for leave. Immediately I have granted the leave. He is going for treatment abroad.
So the crucial question being asked in every village and city is, how long will the nation have to wait for the settlement of the...
That does not lie in my hands. You see, I gave my proposals as early as the 12th of March. Now, the point is that they were rejected and rejected and rejected, and my last press conference which I held in Lahore, what was the date on which I held?
17th.
Well, and I left on the 18th, no? On the 18th, the moment I was leaving, you showed me that they had rejected that proposal. So up to the 18th of March, the delay is caused by the PNA for rejecting each and every proposal. Now only a few days ago, only about 3 days ago, they sent me this long list of demands or of their point of view. Only 3 days have passed as far as we are concerned. But as far as they are concerned, more than 2 months have passed. So you can see that there is no cause for delay on our side. Why would I like delay? I want to solve this problem in the national interest. I would like to see an early solution. The earlier the better. So that everyone can go home.
So how long do you intend to keep the leaders in Sihala?
As long as it is necessary for these talks and discussions.
So are you considering to release them or take any other unilateral action on your part to maybe atmosphere conducive for negotiation?
No, atmosphere is very conducive. There's nothing wrong with the atmosphere. We have met, we have had discussions, and the atmosphere is very conducive. There is nothing hostile in the atmosphere.
Sir, the arrest of the PNA leaders in Devasur in PNA House the other day, you think it is conducive?
Well, if they call for defiance of martial law, if they meet to plan defiance of martial law, do you think that is conducive? If they call for defiance of curfew, do you think that is conducive? If they hold meetings for that purpose, you call that conducive?
How much the conspiracy has been stemmed by your speech in the assembly? I mean, does it continue or has it abated?
Well, I tell you, Pakai, that I would not like to say much on that subject at all, because I have said in reply to Mr. Vance's letter that since he has asked for quiet and dispassionate talks, from my side, I said I am agreeable to have quiet and dispassionate talks. So as far as I am concerned, I have responded in that spirit. So I would not like to comment more on it.
But their whole media is...
That's not me. You cannot arrest the dynamics of political momentums. That's a different matter. It's not like switching on and off a light. Then those forces, the dynamics of political forces, they get released. Those you can't immediately control and contain. That's a different matter. That should be understandable, and it should be more understandable in free and open societies and democracies than in our suffocating dictatorship.
Sir, is the Delhi government seriously considering to put a retired Martial Azhar Khan trial?
Well, nobody's above the law. And if anyone incites the armed forces to rebellion, again, it's subverting the constitution.
That may cause some injury.
That should have been taken into account when people give statements subverting the constitution.